Friday morning at 7:15 means it's time to talk with our local representatives. Here's Kevin Rounds with Mike Steele.
Yes, Representative Steele, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, I know that you guys, this has been a big week for Olympia. We saw the biggest news came out of yesterday when the new updated revenue forecast was released. What is that forecast telling us, and what do you think that means for some of the budget negotiations that are going to be starting up here in earnest?
Yes, well, the forecast was up by $647 million this budget cycle, and it looks like it will be up $671 million in the next budget cycle. So that really alleviates a lot of the pressure points that we might foresee in this budget negotiation process. So as Representative Condotta has mentioned several times over the last couple of weeks, it really does help get us out on time and also alleviates a lot of the stress around trying to fund different projects. Also, in total support of trying to get some money back to the local folks via property taxes, trying to bring those down. Still there?
Your microphone, Kevin.
Let me turn the microphone on. Sorry about that. Yes, so Mike, the House of Origin deadline also passed. I'm trying to get Kerry Condotta into this too. The House of Origin deadline also passed today. And is there any big surprises that you came out of on Wednesday?
Yeah, so we spent some very long nights, as you can imagine, on the House floor because we were racing toward that cutoff on Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. You know, there was a lot of legislation that ultimately did not make it past that cutoff, which is good news for us in the 12th District. We had a lot of, frankly, pretty bad bills that died. There were some interesting bills, and of course, at the very end of our debate at about 4:30 on Wednesday, they introduced some carbon initiative bills that we ended up having quite a long debate on beyond the 5 o'clock deadline.
And now we're joined by Representative Kerry Condotta. And Representative Condotta, it seems like at least you sent out a press release yesterday that this extra forecasted budget could portend very good things for your property tax bill.
Well, the fact is most of you are going to be getting a tax statement here in the next few days. It's going to show a substantial increase in property taxes for folks, and that's just ridiculous given $2.6 billion now on the table here in Olympia. There is no reason we can reduce that tax situation, but there doesn't seem to be any indication of doing that here. They just want to do carbon taxes and capital gains taxes and sugar taxes, and I think they want to add about another $3 billion to this pile. It's beyond belief is what it is.
And Representative Condotta, your bill passed the House on getting the correct labeling for alcohol as well. Has there been any movement on the Senate? What have you heard from your Senate colleagues on this?
Well, the lobby community, there's seven or eight lobbyists working against it. So unlike the House, the Senate tends to listen more to the lobby community, and I don't know that it'll get out of the Senate. We blew right past the lobby community because we do what's right for the people, not what's right for the lobbyists. And I don't think the Senate's going to see it the same way, but I think the message has been delivered that the stores need to be more honest about their pricing.
And then before I let you gentlemen go, thank you so much, obviously, for joining us. You guys under the House are going to be talking about the carbon tax up here in the near future as you deal with a bunch of other things as well. Representative Steele, what have been some of the early conversations, and what are the chances, do you think, of the House, whether you vote for it or not, getting a bill passed on the carbon tax?
Well, as everybody is aware, this is the governor's initiative. He really is pressing hard for a carbon tax. I've been talking to lots of folks back home, you know, and I really believe this tax will affect the poorest among us. You know, we in the 12th District are experiencing unprecedented housing shortages, and folks are having to travel a lot further than they would. You know, agricultural industry that depends on major freight mobility will be adversely affected. So, you know, even if one is proposed and brought to the floor, I plan on voting no just because I feel it's the wrong thing for the 12th District. But we'll see.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Representatives Condotta, Representative Steele, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And I know you guys are going to be very busy as you guys just have a couple more weeks left of the session.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure we'll get out of here in 60 days.
All right. Thanks so much, gentlemen.